W. Go ahead, spread the word.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
CBS News Brief. Powerful storms in the south. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
A severe weather outbreak pummeling states from north to south. The storms are part of a late season system parked over the southeast, bringing waves of severe weather and record rainfall to the region.
At least 10 tornadoes confirmed that tore through communities in Alabama and Georgia. Wildfires are spreading in Minnesota, causing the worst air quality in the U.S. Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
If you're coughing out there, it could be allergies, of course, but likely it's because of the thick smoke out there. You can smell it in the air. You can taste it in the air. That's how bad it is.
Interest rates are staying the same for now. CBS's Michael George.
The Federal Reserve hit the pause button. Wednesday's central bank decision marked the first time the Fed has skipped a rate hike since March of last year.
But Chairman Powell signaled more rate hikes could come in the months ahead. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Stop it. You got- This is 105.7 CFW. Seven CFW.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned
say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
This is the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality issues continue thanks to the widespread Canadian wildfire smoke that is drifting through. Mostly cloudy overnight, 56 degrees at a northeast wind. Areas of smoke and sunshine for your Thursday, 78 in the afternoon. That smoke will continue to filter through Thursday night. Right now, it's 55.
CFW. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Jim Falls. This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Around with blood in their eyes, and all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance.
You think about hot summer days and plunging into the pool at just the right moment to cool off.
Cannonball!
Think 105.7 CFW. It's 105 days of summer fun.
You're the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye.
Food, snacks, and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
Coming 1057 CFW.
Nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world
The Valley's got oldies stations.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
It's got stations for your kids. Well, we thought it was time for a fun station. Chock full of the music that you grew up with and fun. That's us. Welcome to the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese.